1360KHNC.com. Click the shop.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the Thursday program, The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez, Monday through Thursday, 2 to 3. And also, join me Sunday morning from 8 till 11 for the Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry Radio Church program. I do cover prophecy and the time that we're in. It's important. Because prophecy is important because you're watching prophecy take place and you don't know it. The New World Order prophesied in the Bible in the book of Revelation. Through the week, through the first three programs of this week, I have been talking about different people and how they have been able to write history, inaccurate history, to get us to believe, the American people and the nations of the world, to believe what they want us to believe, hiding things. Example, to begin with, Joseph Kennedy had five sons. The fifth son, Jimmy Carter, James Earl Carter. No one knew about that. Adolf Hitler, his grandfather was Solomon Rothschild. People don't know that. With George Bush, H.W. Bush, Senior Bush, he was born in Germany. He was the son of a gentleman by the name of George H. Scherf, Senior. And people believe that George Bush, H.W. Bush Jr., or H.W. Bush, was the son of Prescott Bush. Nope, he wasn't. He was adopted by Prescott Bush when he was about 16. Now, it's interesting that before H.W. Bush came to the United States, he was working for Adolf Hitler, a brilliant young guy. Why was he so brilliant? German MK Ultra programs going back into the 1800s, the 1700s, 1600s, lineages, having children that are just incredibly brilliant. And was George H.W. Bush, was he a product of mind programming? MK mind programming. They didn't call it MK Ultra back then. They just called it programming. So, he comes to the United States. He joins the Navy when he's 18, and his career begins in the CIA. Right at the same time he joins the Navy, the CIA comes into existence. Office of Strategic Services, OSS, becomes the CIA. See, American people, we don't pay attention to history. We don't think it's that important. It's boring. How does it tie into the present? Well, you know, George eventually, he marries a girl. He falls in love with Barbara Bush. And people don't realize that Barbara Bush was the daughter of Aleister Crowley, the satanic high priest out of Europe, out of England. Barbara Bush's mother had an affair with Aleister and little Barbara was born. People don't think that history is important. If you connect the dots, history is vital to the world today. Those that know history are going to have an edge on everybody else. Well, George H.W. and Barbara, I hate to drop more bombs on you, but they were cousins. And like I have in previous programs, Bill and Hillary Clinton, cousins. People didn't know that. Both of the Clintons have Rockefeller lineage. And the reason I've spent this week with the history on the Bushes and these hidden things is because in the future, I'm going to drop another bomb on you. I'm investigating right now the possibility that I'm going to go ahead and just tease you right now. Could it possibly be, is it possible that the deception is so powerful that Barack Obama may also be a Rockefeller in a Rockefeller lineage? We're going to talk about that in the future, but if I don't lay the groundwork for you, you're going to poo-poo all of this, and you're going to think it's irrelevant in the course of things, which it is not. The New World Order, brought in by George H.W. Bush, he mentions it, vital to the New World Order powers. He's so powerful. These people are so powerful. They are able to take a young German Navy officer and put him into America at the beginning of the CIA when it was created. And he is involved with the CIA through his whole life. He becomes president. And his father is not Prescott Bush. You may think this is bizarre, but history, what is written on the granite floor, the history of America, a great vast desert. It's a granite floor, the sand on top of the granite floor trying to hide the traces of everything coming across that desert. And everything is feathering. From where we sit, we look back and we can see all these trails coming to the present. We'll be back. This is 1360KHNC.com for podcasts, and this is AM Radio 1360KHNC.
At Life Choices, we are helping women and men choose life and create stable futures for their children. You can help avoid the loss of another life by going to lifechoices.org or call 303-651-2050. Extension 116 and donate. Make a difference and be a part of God's work by creating a better future for kids and families. LifeChoices.org or 303-651-2050, extension 116.
Reasons to own gold. Reason number one.
Culturally, the golden rule is treating others as you want to be treated. But financially, the golden rule is those that have the gold make the rules. When you retire, make sure you can write your rules. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592 or visit our website at allamericangold.com.
Checkapro Joe here. Is your attic hot? Are your electric bills high? If you answered yes to either question, tune in to the Checkapro Radio Show every Saturday at 6 p.m. and Sundays at 11 a.m. On the show, we discuss ways to save you money and be more comfortable in your home. If your attic is hot and you're uncomfortable in your home, you may need more insulation or a solar attic fan. Call Koala Insulation at 303-327-9293. That's 303-327-9293.
I'm about to tell you a website that will change your life forever. Go to bestcashopportunity.com and see how easily you can generate incredible amounts of cash right from your own home without having to sell anything. If you're truly serious about becoming financially free once and for all with the proven system unlike anything you've seen before, then check out the website at bestcashopportunity.com or call 720-475-2033.
pill makes you small, and the ones that mother gives you don't do anything at all. Go ask Alice when she's 10 feet tall. And if you go chasing rabbits and you know you're going to fall, tell them a hookah smoking caterpillar has given you the call. Call Alice when she was just small.
You know, the rabbit holes are real. There are two dimensions in the world, and people are starting to realize presently that what is seen is not necessarily true. And what seems to be bizarre actually is true. You're looking at a world right now that is so bizarre you can't believe that the whole world is under the control of a small group of people. And these small group of people are able to put these forced vaccinations internationally, Europe, Central Asia, so not so much China, Australia, some of the nations in South America, Africa. This is a reality. That's why I felt to name this program The Present Truth. You can believe a lie, or I can present the truth to you that is so bizarre, so far down a rabbit hole that it's impossible to believe. But when you have documentation, when you have the black and the white, when it comes from sources like the CIA, FBI files, from credible agencies, not just in this country, but Germany, Russia, comes from England, comes from China, it comes from the Middle East. Some of the Muslim press, Al Jazeera, they don't always tell a lie. They are, for the most part, leaning one direction, but there is truth in a lot of the things that are presented. It's just a matter of being able to have the ability to see what is true, what is a lie. So George H.W. Bush, he knows as a young man, he's in Germany. He's met Adolf Hitler. He is sent to America as a plant, as a spy. He knows Martin Bormann firsthand. He knew Reinhard Gehlen firsthand. He knew Joseph Mengele. His dad was just an accountant. His dad was Nikola Tesla's accountant. He knew, George knew, and they call him, Nikola Tesla, called George, Curious George. And their movie and the little monkey that came out, Curious George, that was all because of George H.W. Bush. Tesla did not like him. He called him an evil little man, a little boy. Didn't trust him. And George H.W. Bush, he knew a gentleman by the name of Otto Skorzeny, who was Adolf Hitler's bodyguard. And Skorzeny, at the end of his life, he spills the beans on George H.W. Bush, Adolf Hitler, and these people. I think that H.W. knew that Adolf Hitler was alive and well in Argentina with his wife, Eva Braun. Well, the documents, actually, I'm going to give you the name of the document. I'm getting this out of priceoflibertyeternally.blogspot.com. priceoflibertyeternally.blogspot.com. That's one of my sources. And on his deathbed, Otto Skorzeny talked about, he's been there, He was in Germany. He came over to America in Operation Paperclip. And he lived in Florida. Well, Scorzini, he was robbed. George H.W. Bush robbed him of a handsome, handsome future. Now, so this Scorzini, he's just a nobody. Well, he's just a bodyguard, right? Well, Mr. Scorzini, he's in America. He's being interviewed by a gentleman by the name of Eric Oden Berman, who is Jewish. And Scorzini, he is Nazi to the core until maybe the end of his life. I'm hoping that he had a change in his conscience and met Christ. But here, his daughter is dating a young Jewish man, Eric Oden Berman. And in spite of that, Otto decides to tell Mr. Berman his story. Well, as Berman researches his life, you're going to find this fascinating. Otto Scorzini, he was a master spy, and eventually it is believed he is the gentleman or the person that killed Nikola Tesla. The person that was to kill Nikola Tesla was George H.W. Bush or George H. Scherf Jr. He was assigned to kill Nikola. But it ends up, I believe, Otto Scorzini, the bodyguard to Adolf Hitler, eventually does kill Tesla. I don't know how. But he revealed that he had a known affair, was a little known affair with Eva Evita. Remember the movie Eva Evita? The songs about Evita? Who married, her name was Maria Duarte de Perón, the wife of Argentina's president Juan Domingo Perón. Evita Perón, remember her? She got cancer and died later on. Wonder if they killed her. Well, there was gold which had been stolen by the Nazis, was laundered by Swiss banks and the Vatican. Then this gold was smuggled to Argentina by Admiral Wilhelm Canaris. And this was an enormous amount. It accrued interest after World War II. And upon her death, Eva Perón bequeathed Scorzini $100 million. Now you see why Otto Scorzini is a little upset. His mistress, the one that he had an affair with, that he probably was in love with, Evita, she leaves him $100 million. But guess what happened? Like everything else, it fell into the hands of the CIA, the Nazi CIA connection. Now, this is one thing you have to remember. The Central Intelligence Agency and the Nazi Intelligence Agency, they are intertwined. Still to this very day, the CIA works with Germany presently. The American military industrial complex in Germany, they still work together to this very day. It's a hub in Europe to eavesdrop on all of the European nations. And the CIA connection in Germany helped bring down the illegal voting process that cost, well, Donald Trump won the election, but kept him from being in power. It's tied together. And I always say this, there are cosmic laws in the universe. These cosmic laws have to be obeyed by the devil, by the fallen angels, by the demons, and by the children of the devil. They have the right to deceive people, to deceive nations. But the truth must come out. The truth has to be presented to the nations. And here at the end of the world, of all time, when there are roughly 7 billion people, God commands these forces of darkness. They have to. They cannot conceal the truth. They can twist it. They can do whatever they want. But the truth must come out. Christ said that what has been done in secret will be made manifest, will be brought out into the open. They know that. They don't like it. But if they don't abide by the cosmic laws, they cannot get new technology. The fallen angels will prevent them, will not allow them to have new technology, new ways of, well, in science, in virology, in communication, computer science. If they don't tell the truth, they don't stay by the cosmic law, the demonic forces cannot bring forbidden knowledge into the world so that these evil people can destroy the world. Because they have obeyed the law, the cosmic law to some degree, they're able to bring in a new world order. They're allowed to bring it in, but it's got to be set up through biblical standards. But they do get to deceive. And Christ said that at the end of the world, they have a right, and they're going to attempt to destroy every man, woman, and child, all the creatures, the environment. And for the most part, they're going to have the way to do that. This is why Christ said that if he did not return this second time, no flesh would be saved. He stated that himself. He's God. He was telling us the future. So Eva Perón, she gives $100 million to Otto Skorzeny, and it is stolen by the CIA and probably ends up in the hands of George H.W. Bush and his handlers. So he always had somebody handling him. Now, George Sr., with his children, do you think his children were being handled also? Jeb, low energy Jeb, and George Jr.? In that world, these kids always have handlers. How about Billy Clinton? How about Hillary? Did you ever see the picture of Hillary with Nelson Rockefeller, and Nelson is scolding her? Who in the right mind would think that Nelson Rockefeller has the right to scold somebody that's not his own child? The rabbit hole is real. There is another dimension. There are things happening in front of your eyes that you can't see, that you're not aware of. You're bumping elbows with who knows who. Who knows where these people come from? Who knows what they're involved in? You're bumping elbows with pedophiles, most of you. You don't know it. You're bumping elbows with murderers. You don't know it. You're bumping the elbows with CIA, FBI, somebody in an intelligence community, and you don't know it. If you don't know your world, and you can't really know your world unless you have the Holy Spirit. And even with the Holy Spirit, you have to stay on your toes. So, without George H.W. Bush, the CIA could not be what it is today. Why is this so important? We're looking at Klaus Schwab, and we're talking about the vaccinations, the jabs. That is all important. But I'm presenting something that I think has great value to it. What I'm presenting ends up in the book of Revelation chapter 17. There's a great whore, a harlot, a prostitute. And this great prostitute is being carried by a beast. The beast has 7 heads and 10 horns. He has an infrastructure behind him to be able to carry this woman. And this woman is an empire so powerful that all the people of the world and the people that die and that suffer are going to be upon her head. And how is part of this structure? Who is carrying this woman? Well, this is 1360 AM Radio, The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez. We'll be back in a few minutes. Podcasts are on 1360KHNC.com. And the Sunday programs from 9 to 8 to 11 are also on podcast.
Tune in Saturday mornings from 7 to 8 a.m. right here on the Roar of the Rockies, 1360 a.m. for the Gardening with Joey and Holly radio show. Get your garden started and growing successfully all summer long, every Saturday morning from 7 to 8 a.m.
It is not because men have made laws that life, liberty, and property exist. On the contrary, it is because life, liberty, and property existed beforehand that men made laws in the first place. What then is law? It is the collective organization of the individual right to lawful defense and punishing injustice. Frederick Bastiat, The Law.
Hi, this is Brett King, Glass Doctor of Greeley, Colorado. 970-616-3100. We take care of all of your home, auto, and business glass needs. Home glass repair, shower doors, mirrors, storefronts, window replacement. Come find us at 6310 West 10th Street in Greeley, Colorado. And don't forget your auto glass and heavy equipment. Again, Brett King, Glass Doctor of Greeley, 970-616-3100.
Have you still not refinanced your existing mortgage? Every day you fail to make a call costs you more money. The three sisters at the Town Group can lower your monthly payments, consolidate your debt, get cash from your home, or remove mortgage insurance. Even if you've refinanced within the last year, you may be able to lower your payments yet again by taking advantage of these historic low rates. Even if you've refinanced within the last year, you may be able to lower your payments yet again by taking advantage of these historic low interest rates while they last. Now, if you're self-employed, or just don't fit neatly inside the box, give the Town Group 5 minutes to listen to your story. The Town Group has been saying yes when other lenders have said no since Ronald Reagan was in the White House. Make this a yes day for a purchase or refinance with the Town Group. Call 844-THINK-YES before interest rates move. 844-THINK-YES. That's 844-THINK-YES. The Town Group at United American Mortgage and MLS number 1713687. Subject to credit approval, some restrictions may apply.
Due to the responses to our Ostrafarian CBD commercial, here's a message from Arnold.
I don't know what the big deal is. I just try to use a little accent and sell some CBD and people get all upset at me. I just want to sell CBD. Buy CBD now. Now, buy it now.
To buy or find My Kind CBD products, just go to the website 1360khnc.com, click on the shop.
Hello, my name is Keith, and I'm the host of the program, The Pursuit of God, on 1360 KHNC, and I invite you to join me Saturday mornings at 11 o'clock as we go on this great pursuit of God.
Riders on the storm. Riders on the storm, into this house we're born, into this world we're thrown, like a dog without a bone, and packed we're out alone. Riders on the storm, there's a killer on the road, his brain is squirming like a toad. Take a long holiday, let your children play. If you give this man a ride, sweet family will die. Killer on the road. Yeah.
And that's who the world is dealing with. The killers on the road. You know, Jim Morrison, a little fact about him. His dad was military. He was a brilliant kid. The lyrics, he didn't write just to write something to make music. He wrote from his experience. His dad was military. And Jim did not like his dad, did not care for his dad at all. Didn't have a good relationship with his dad. Why? Could Jim have been part of a military control? The evidence pretty much points to it. At the same time, Jim, He was involved in the occult, the doors of perception. He was involved in the occult, and he believed that he was going to be able to open doors to look into the rabbit hole, to look into the other dimension. Well, he's in another dimension right now. He did supposedly commit suicide. But again, these people that we see up at the top, involved in secret societies, to be involved in secret societies, you sell your soul, and then ultimately you sell the souls of your children on down the line. The Kennedy mystery, the Kennedy curse. Joseph P. Kennedy joined Pilgrim Society along with other societies, and he brought a curse called the Kennedy curse upon his family. His son, oldest firstborn son, dies in a plane wreck. His daughter, Catherine, they called her Kit, I think it was, she dies about 3 years later in an airplane wreck. John F. Kennedy, he is assassinated in 1963. 1968, his brother is assassinated. Is there a pattern? Let's back up a little bit and look at one of their sisters, the first sister, Rosemary. She's born, and apparently she was deprived of, the story is she was deprived of oxygen while she was being born. I guess it was, some say, and I don't know if this is true, that it was a two-hour birth, and maybe the umbilical cord was wrapped around her neck, and she suffered oxygen deprivation. We don't know. But eventually, she was uncontrollable. She couldn't be handled. She was very wild. She would scream. She would go on these violent tangents. Well, that can't happen in a family that is so visible, like Joe P. Kennedy's family. So Joe P. Kennedy made the decision to have her partially lobotomized. And that back then was extremely, I mean, it was hidden, first of all. No one knew about it. Now, from a Christian background, from my experience through the years with people that have come out of witchcraft, that have been involved in witchcraft, that just having that kind of a background, in the Catholic Church, you have exorcism, not only the Catholic Church, but exorcism is real. Well, it could have very well been that Rosemary may have had actually a spiritual problem, possibly demons. And one of the top psychiatrists here 3 years ago, who's been in the psychiatric world for, I think, over 40 years, he wrote an article to the profession stating that he is convinced that all these extreme forms of psychological problems are due to a spiritual problem, demons. That may shock you, but that was his analysis. And in the CIA, in the intelligence agencies, they know how to take a person, traumatize them, split their personality, and put demons in them. It's an occult technique to actually put demons in people, to get them to open their soul, and demons come in. When people make an oath, I don't care what kind of oath, I'm going to shock all of you. I don't care what kind of an oath it is. If you're a Boy Scout, you make an oath, it's an oath. If you pledge allegiance, it's an oath. You have to be careful. People in the military, they pledge an oath to defend this state, this nation. You have to be careful. because right now the people going into the military, they're pledging an oath, and that oath is pretty much not to protect this nation. The oath is to an agency. Joseph Kennedy, he made oaths to secret societies, and it brought curses upon himself and his family. He had a stroke when in 1961, but he couldn't talk. He couldn't really get around, but he was totally aware of everything going on. He watched his son, John, become president. He watched his son, John, die. He watched his son, Edward, die. There's nothing he could do. He was cursed. Not only did he bring a curse on his family, he brought a curse upon himself. When you bring oaths, when you swear allegiance, doesn't matter what it is, you better be careful, especially to secret societies. George H.W. Bush and his son, W., they are both members of Skull and Bones. They have sworn oaths. Again, going back to Barbara Bush, being the daughter of Aleister Crowley. Her mother gets pregnant, comes back to America, has a baby. She's already married, Barbara. More documentation to prove that she is the daughter of Aleister Crowley than there is to disprove it. I'm just presenting this because we are in a world that is so bizarre that if you don't really understand it, you're going to be deceived.
Did the insurance company divorce your mountain house? Then call Affordable Tree Service North at 970-568-6898. We have over 50 years combined experience in fire mitigation. Let us climb, cut, trim, haul your worries away. We know brokers who specialize in mountain property, and we don't hire no snowflakes.
Oh, God, go ahead, Mickey.
Hey, you're not in this commercial. Again, call Affordable Tree Service at 970-568-6898. That's 568-6898.
The creation of the cell phone has been an incredible technological advancement with many conveniences. At the same time, it became the largest vulnerable device the world has ever seen and destroys any privacies you think you may have. At any given time, multiple governmental agencies or hackers can be listening to your cell phone calls or intercepting your texts. Because of this invasion of privacy, the Defense Enabling and Assisting Framework, known as DEF, was developed to keep your personal and digital cell phone transmissions protected. To learn more, visit us at defprotection.com. That's defprotection.com. Make sure your calls, texts, and all digital transmissions are cloaked at all times. That's defprotection.com. Remember, privacy is freedom.
Most people think they can't afford to invest in gold and silver. But at the Patriot Trading Group, we believe that everyone should have the opportunity to own hard assets. That's why we created our Preferred Metals Program. You can get started for as little as $100 a month. Go to allamericangold.com and click on our Preferred Metals icon to learn how you can get started today. Or call us at 800-951-0592, the Patriot Trading Group, allamericangold.com.
I am the god of hellfire, and I bring you fire.
I'll take you to burn. Fire. I'll take you to learn. I'll see you now. You fought hard and you saved and earned.
Well, we're in that world for sure. And, you know, with Rosemary Kennedy, she didn't need to be lobotomized. She just needed an exorcism. That's what I feel. All the evidence just is too strange. Now, Now, with the CIA, if I'm correct, and the CIA and the Nazi Party are still, or the Nazi Party did not ever, it is still alive and well, and it jumped the ocean from Germany to the United States into the CIA program using CIA or using Nazi propaganda, using surveillance methods, and way beyond what they had back then. At the same time, not only did the, in spirit, did it jump, but also with it, 50,000 Nazi operatives jumped. Everyone was a Nazi operative. They had to be. They were taken care of. You know what this $3 billion, trillion dollar package you're trying to do right now? A big portion of that finance is to demonize Russia, is to destroy Russia, is to destroy the relationship Russia has with the Eastern Bloc nations. Much of that is going to go to America's world hegemony plan. It is time, and to do it, they 500 million or billion, 800 billion is just not going to be enough. What you are seeing is they are pushing for the trillions, because now they have the opportunity to bring the New World Order plan to put it in place, and it won't be shaken. That's what the part of this $3 trillion plus plan is. New World Order. A big part of it is going to the Green Movement, to the Agenda 21, Agenda 2030 movement. American people don't know that. They're not aware of that. They're too busy trying to make a living. So you have the Nazi movement alive and well in the United States, within the CIA, within other intelligence agencies, and it was the CIA that brought down, that caused this fraud in the election, and it was the CIA that was responsible for keeping Donald Trump from taking rightful position of the presidency a second time. They know it, and it's coming out more and more and more. They can't hide it. Without George H.W. Bush, Bill and Hillary Clinton could never have had the presidency that they had. George H.W. Bush, without him, Ronald Reagan, the Iran-Contra, what happened then, it was really much more than Iran-Contra. Reading from an article that I'd been reading, newsfromtheperimeter.com, this program with the Iran-Contra, it was, if I can find that part here, when Curious George was CIA director, Bill Casey and Ollie North initiated their plan of government-sanctioned fraud and drug smuggling. They envisioned using, and I read this about 3 months ago, 500 men to raise $35 billion. But they ended up using 5,000 men or operatives and making $35 billion. In addition, the operation became a government within a government comprising of some 30 to 40,000 people. The American government turns to. This is who the government turns to. I believe many of them may be SES, Senior Executive Services. When it wishes certain illegal covert operations to be extantly pursuant to a political objective, George Bush is generally at the top of that, back then, at that operation. These structures revolved around the created secret command role of Vice President George Bush when he was with Reagan. So, his greatest legacy was to usher in the new age of this new world order. It was a control mechanism for the deep state. So it's not just a operation to take over the world. No, it is an operation that was put in to insert a deep state agenda, a deep state program into the American government. The thing is, it didn't work. Okay, all right. It did. It worked way beyond what they could have imagined. Then the Bushes, they work with the Clintons. They built a criminal partnership for more than 30 years working together. They and their colleagues dominated the American government, the military intelligence apparatus, the judicial system, financial markets, the banks. Their friends dominate the corporate media from Hollywood. This endless cycle and recycle of Bushes and Clintons is an endless presence of Bush-Clinton operatives in all positions of power. It was by design. This coup began with the assassination of John F. Kennedy. It was gradually solidified during the administrations of Reagan, Clinton, Bush, and Barack Obama, both the Bushes and Barack Obama. Now, so I don't forget my thought here, the what interfered, and we witnessed it, was Donald J. Trump. He became the person that put a big halt temporarily in their plans. 1360 AM radio.
Back in the USSR.
Socialism, like the ancient ideas from which it springs, confuses the distinction between government and society. As a result, every time we object to a thing being done by government, the socialists conclude we object to it being done at all. We disapprove of state education, and the socialists say we are opposed to any education. Socialism. Frederick Bastiat, The Law.
Hi, this is Mike Morris, owner of Warriors Revolution Tactical in Longmont. At Warriors Revolution, we have the largest selection of tactical gear and ammo in northern Colorado. But what many people may not know is that we now sell firearms. And even despite the recent run on firearms and ammunition, we have plenty of product in the store, including ARs, AKs, Glocks, SIGs, HK, and more. And don't forget all the bulk ammunition at the best prices in town. Need to do a private firearms transfer? We can do that too. I am a veteran of the United States Marine Corps, and our team is made up of veterans and security experts, not a bunch of salesmen. Our team is trained and fought with much of the actual equipment we sell. And one thing you should know is that we support the foundations and principles this great country was founded upon. So if you need tactical gear, ammo, firearms, AR parts or upgrades, and even survival accessories, stop by and visit us on Ken Pratt Boulevard and Bowen Street in Longmont, or visit warriorsrevolution.com. That's warriorsrevolution.com.
Hi, this is Brett King. Wynn Home Inspection Services, 970-238-8333. Taking care of all of your home inspection services if you're buying, selling, or have already bought a house and need a home inspection. Your one-stop solution for all of your home inspection needs. Whether you're a homeowner, a buying agent, selling agent, or a mortgage broker, please call us. Brett King, Wynn Home Inspection Services, 970-238-8333. Or visit our website at johnstown.wini.com.
Song I wrote, you might want to sing it note for note. Don't worry, be happy.
So next week, I wasn't able to finish. I guess, you know, I was planning on a program or two, but it just got so deep that I'm probably going to have like this is the first of like 100 programs on George Bush Sr. Now, you think I'm kidding? No, I have that much, really, to present. Now, without George Bush, H.W. Bush, without without Curious George, Antichrist could not come to power. The coming Antichrist will come to power because of what George H.W. Bush laid down during his years in the CIA. You're going to have to come back next week, because I'll continue. I'm trying to keep events current, but because this is the most current, without George H.W. Bush and what he has done through the CIA, without what Adolf Hitler had planned in allowing and working with the American government to bring George Scherf Jr. into this country, you would not have what we have today. We would not have the New World Order. The New World Order is an occult order. Everything that came in from Adolf Hitler's Germany to America was part of an occult network that will eventually rule not only this nation but the world. Adolf's whole SS, the Nazis, it was a religion, and that religion has jumped shores. It is here. It's an occult religion, always has been, always will be. Excuse me. So, I do have a, I'll talk about this next week, but I do have a photo and an article, Ann Dunham, Barack Obama's mother. Barack was about 4 years old. This is about 1965. Adolf Hitler and his wife, Eva, did not die. They were relocated to South America. Well, I have a photo of Ann Dunham when Barry's about four. And she is with Eva von Braun. She is with Hitler's wife, and little Barack is there standing, cute as ever. You know, he knows he's got a part to play in the future. So, photographs, documentation coming out of government agencies, coming from people involved in the government at some point, revealing the truth about what's true, cannot be denied. So they got a little picture of little Barry Satoro in about 1965 with Eva Braun, Adolf Hitler's wife, plus Ann Dunham. Ann Dunham, his mother, from the time she was a child, she was also part of a MK Ultra, in our terminology presently, operation. And how about Barack? How about this boy? How about his father? How about his real father? How about everybody around him? Well, we'll discuss that next week. To support this program, contact the station and mention that you'd like your support to go to the Present Truth program Monday through Thursday from 2 to 3. Make note of that, and it'll keep me on the air. Till next week, God bless you, and I will see you Monday, or I'll see you on Sunday from 8 to 11 for the Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry Radio Church program. 1360 AM Radio, KHNC.com, podcast section.
Do you want amazing Greek food with a great atmosphere and customer service? Well, Cafe Athens has got your back. Call them at 970-619-8467. Carrie and his team are great supporters of our station, so give them a try right away. They have everything from gourmet burgers, gyros, and overall quality Greek food. Located at the Promenade Shops at Sentara in Loveland. Again, call 970-629-8467. The best traditional Greek food in Northern Colorado.
By now, you know how good CBD can be for you. But here are some things CBD can't help you with. Those annoying calls about your car's warranty expiring. Gay frogs. Or racist cows. Climate coaches. Or that undying devotion to Alex Jones. This has been a friendly reminder from your friends at 1360 KHNC, the Roar of the Rockies.
You're listening to the Roar of the Rockies, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown, Greeley, Loveland.